Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed, and thank you for joining us tonight. We have Gary Seehoff from Every Holder Products. He's the CEO there. He's an inventor. He'll always be an inventor, entrepreneur, manufacturer, licensee, and he's here to help us tonight. You're with us, Gary.
I am. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I'm very excited to have you on our show tonight, Gary. I know just from speaking to you and actually getting to know you over the past couple months, you are a wealth of resources for our inventors, and I'm so happy that you're able to join us on our show tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Gary, I know I always let the guests, because I know you know it best. Can you give us a little information about yourself and tell us about Every Holder and kind of how you got started?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I got started actually as an inventor about 16 years ago. I was in another career, actually as an accountant, and I invented a product called Twirlitai along with my father-in-law. And we came up with some designs, and it was essentially a necktie holder that was to compete with, at the time, the Sharper Image had a very elaborate tie holder that cost about $49, and we invented the poor man's tie holder.
Theirs was the electric one that rotated, right?
Exactly.
I know it.
Yep, and ours was just a plastic hanger that held as many ties and also rotated and occupied about 3 inches of space in your closet. So that was the start of the company, and we made every mistake in the book. we over-invested in the molds, and we manufactured in the U.S., and we went out there into the marketplace and started pounding on doors.
Hmm.
And we learned a lot of lessons along the way.
That's very, very interesting. And tell us about your company now, Every Holder.
Well, today we have about 100 people domestically, and we have several offices throughout the United States. Our main corporate offices are in Anaheim, California, where we have 5 logistical warehouses and our design and creative team. We also have offices in Los Angeles, Dallas, upstate New York, and Philadelphia. And we have a showroom in both Hong Kong and China.
And what type of products do you work with?
We work primarily with household solutions. They're houseware products.
Okay.
And we specialize in impulse products. And so we develop across a number of categories. The primary categories are kitchen, cleaning, storage and organization, and bath. And impulse is sort of a category unto itself, in that it's not part of a planogrammed space, but it's mapped throughout the store. So for the best way to envisage it is if you walked into a mass merchant or a supermarket and you'd see gadgets and gizmos and solutions hanging off the shelves.
Right before the checkout.
Yeah, and at the checkout.
And at the checkout.
Exactly.
Right to that.
Hopefully at both.
Right where that where you put all your shopping, right?
Yeah, precisely.
With the checkout. That's very good.
Yep.
So that's very interesting.
And so we have about 250 products today,
mm-hmm.
and we distribute to over 50,000 retail doors.
Wow.
Yep.
And do you deal with from the mass retail, specialty, grocery? I mean, we're going to go through all this, but
yeah,
we
deal pretty much with the who's who of retail. It's probably easier to tell you who we don't deal with, but we do deal with specialty, mass, supermarket, drug, catalog, online retailers. We even deal with the military. We are not in high end department stores.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably all. Everybody else we're in.
And since this is an online show, while people are listening, they tend to browse. So what's your web address?
www. www.everyholder.com. And every holder is spelt with a little twist. It's E-V-R-I, and then holder, H-O-L-D-E-R.com.
Okay, super. Everyholder.com.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, so Gary, I promised these inventors a wealth of information from you, so let's get started.
Okay.
That was great, and there's so much more that I'm sure that you have on the table also that you're working on and all types of products that you're going to be bringing to market, but primarily household storage and those. Are you looking to expand into any more product lines?
No. Okay. We're going to stick with household solutions and in the categories that we're in. Quite frankly, we're already in so many categories. We have more than enough to grow from.
Okay, and your product line is under the Every Holder Products brand name, right?
Actually, it's most of our product goes out under the Every Holder brand name, but really, it's marketed under a specific name that attaches to the product itself. So, for example, our toothpaste squeezer is called Squeeze It, or our cleaning slippers are called Slipper Genie, or the tie holder that I mentioned is called Twirla Tie. Mm-hmm. So those are the names that are prevalent in the stores, but yes, the Every Holder is the brand.
Okay, behind the scenes on the package.
Mm-hmm. We also do quite a lot of private label. We do private label for many of the major retailers that are out there, both for traditional product as well as some of Every Holder's product.
Oh, that's great. Excellent. Gary, tell us we want to talk about licensing, manufacturing. We want to learn the experiences that you have working with retailers. Maybe you can give us some insight on that, what it takes to actually present a product to a licensee like yourself and what the expectations are from you. But I'd like to kind of just backtrack before we even get to that point in our inventing process. You were at the point that we were at different levels, and we all started from one point. So when you had that idea, Gary, maybe you can walk us through and tell us what a successful guy like yourself, an inventor like yourself, does when you come up with an idea.
Okay, well, in my case, it was, mother was the necessity of invention. I essentially identified the need in my own house by watching my ties fall to the ground every day because I was hanging them on a traditional pants hanger. And, a light bulb kind of went off in my head, and I started to play with, various solutions. And, that was my start. But we get inventors of all types, shapes, and sizes. I mean, we have had inventors come to us that are sophisticated engineers. We've had doctors, lawyers, housewives. We've had, all sorts of people who have come to us. And in fact, we also see a lot of serial inventors. There's a tremendous community out there of people who just think up ideas and invent things.
Right.
They come to us in various stages of development. I mean, I have had an inventor, and many inventors come to me with just an idea, no drawings. Then there are those that have come with both drawings and, in fact, prototypes. And on the other extreme, I've had a couple of inventors come to me over the years that have, fully developed ideas, drawings, prototypes, and in fact filed utility patents all in place. We had an item a few years ago come to us from an inventor by the name of Craig Markey, who invented what is today known as the Nana Saver, which is a banana saver.
Yep.
Great little item. I mean, Craig came to me with a fully developed idea and a utility patent already filed. In other cases, we've literally worked off sketches on a napkin.
Okay, so
we don't have a hard and fast rule. We're more interested in, the features and benefits of the idea, and how it stacks up against the competition, and whether we can make it in such a way that it can be brought to market economically, so that it fits the model that we have, which we can talk about later.
Okay. I want you to kind of put your inventor cap on with us. That was the licensee cap, which I want to get to in the next segment. And that's very, very important, and we appreciate your input on that. But as far as the inventor cap side, I wanted, if you don't mind, to kind of walk us through you as an inventor, what you do when you have an idea that you come up with.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have become serial inventors, and we do it today on a pretty sophisticated basis because we're very aware of what it takes to bring a product to market. And often, as you know, you can have a great idea, but it can't be made at the right price, or it can't be made at the right size level, et cetera, et cetera. So we take a lot into consideration. The first thing is the function of the item. Mm-hmm. Does it really solve an everyday problem solution? Because you have to capture a customer's attention in literally seconds, and they've got to identify with the problem and say, aha, that's going to fix it. So features and benefits and function are really, really very important.
Good.
The next criteria that we look at is how does it stack up against other competitive solutions in the marketplace? Very often there are, you know, other ways to solve the same problem. And how much are those solutions selling for? How big are they? And, you know, how do they stack up against the idea we have?
Okay. You know what, Gary? We're just about closing up this segment. I'd love for us to continue on that. It's very, very interesting. And actually, in the next segment, I'll open up the phone lines, 877-474-3302, or you can email brian@gotinvention.com. We'll be back with segment two and Gary Sivov in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
Everyone needs to increase their sales, and we have some free tips to help you and your business add sales to your bottom line. Log on to 7waystoincreasesales.com and get 7 powerful sales tips for free. That is 7waystoincreasesales.com. Here is our first giveaway. Good stuff for free. We practice what we preach. That is 7waystoincreasesales.com. It's worth every penny.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.